It's 8:22.
U.S. intelligence officials warn that a new terror group is a big threat to the U.S. homeland and U.S. interests worldwide. The group called Boko Haram launched a deadly attack on a U.N. facility in Nigeria, killing 23 people, injuring more than 80 others. And now that group is poised to expand its reach around the world. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. What do we know about this group, J.J.?
Boko Haram was founded in the mid-1990s, and it was started as a religious study group, but then a young, somewhat charismatic guy by the name of Muhammad Yusuf took control of the organization and began to model it and shaping it, even calling it the Nigerian Taliban. And what this group has done in the last few months has been nothing short of remarkable, because they've risen from this organization that has been dedicated to local small types of attacks to make their points within certain parts of Abuja, which is the capital of Nigeria, mm-hmm. to this huge attack on the UN that, Bruce, you mentioned. 23 people were killed, 80 were wounded. This is a huge international attack and a statement by this organization that we're coming out.
Now, it's an Islamist group, and it does support Sharia. The Islamic law. Mm-hmm. We have seen an Islamist group victorious in Egypt now, and it appears that their leverage in Egyptian elections coming up is going to be growing. What kind of threat could that potentially be to the U.S.?
Well, that kind of threat is big. It's huge. We've talked about this very often, about the threat we know or the devil we know compared to the one we don't. And there have been a lot of questions over time about why we have supported, and in this country as a government, stood by certain rulers in Egypt and certain other places in the Middle East. And it was because they recognized what they got. They knew what they got. With this type of evolution in terms of government and the relationships that these Islamic groups, often radical groups, have with governments or profess with governments, it's an open door for them to develop closer ties. It's an opportunity for them to make persuasive cases about what they're doing and why that should be the law of the land.
Is there a strategy yet for the U.S. to contain or deal with Boko Haram?
Well, the U.S. intelligence community understands that the potential for al-Qaeda-affiliated groups, which this group is big. It's huge, especially for the U.S. homeland at this point, because this group is poised to reach out beyond Nigeria and that part of the world. And the Northern District of Illinois is the one U.S. intelligence organization behind this warning that came out yesterday, specifically because of the 2009 Nigerian man that tried to bomb the plane landing in Detroit.
Right.
They've got a strategy, but it's going to be a tough go for a while.
Now, is it possible that we might see the same kind of drone attacks in Nigeria that we've seen in Yemen, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and other places?
Absolutely possible, but I don't think at this point it's the case. This is an emerging threat. I don't believe it's an imminent threat based on what I've learned, seen, and read, but it is something that's highly possible considering there's lots of support in West Africa for U.S. help to get radical Islamists under control.
It's our national security correspondent, J.J. Green.